Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, here are the facts. The Republican Party is heading towards a blowout in the upcoming November midterms, largely due to the policy of Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, and mouthpieces like Kristi Noem and Kash Patel constantly embarrassing the party. Now, it's rather usual for the midterms to be a backlash towards the administration in power, but what we're about to see is going to be a unique wave according to all available polling data and according to a special election, actually two special elections that just happened in Texas over the weekend. So after these special elections were just disastrous for the Republican Party, certain Republicans came out and began to blame this on Stephen Miller, on Stephen Miller's erratic, radical messaging strategy, the way he goes on TV is angry, and then behind the scenes is pushing Trump to mainstream the most radical policies. Now, don't get me wrong, the onus also falls equally on Trump, who is going all in on the most radical deportation policy, but it's no secret that Stephen Miller is the one who guides a lot of this behind the scenes. He's more clever on policy, to say. Trump has no effing clue about anything policy related. He just knows about the optics and the PR of things. So this reads, Murdoch paper warns Trump that Stephen Miller's plot is backfiring after the humiliating GOP defeat. Now, Stephen Miller's, again, his messaging strategy is being rejected pretty roughly. Stephen Miller tweeted out just yesterday, in America, for generations now, the policy has been that anyone who would economically benefit from moving to the U.S. can do so. Exercise the franchise in the U.S. and their children, the moment they are born, will be full citizens with all the rights and benefits therein. And someone replied, like, if you didn't know that Stephen Miller was an insane racist, you'd think that he was proudly describing the best thing about America, the birthright that is embedded in the Constitution and that allows people to come here, contribute to the country, build a better life, build a surplus of wealth. I mean, my grandpa moved from Syria. He and his twin brother immigrated from Syria. And they had a rough few years. They were young. They went to college, didn't have any money. But then they built a company. And this company now employs dozens and dozens of people, which means it feeds dozens and dozens of families. And so many Muslim immigrants in the community that I grew up in are heart surgeons, are doctors, not just my community. That's just an anecdotal experience. I have other extended family members that worked for years and years to get their citizenship and studied and are finally so happy to be a part of this country and building a family and buying a home, building equity in a home. It's beautiful to see. So just, sorry, to go back to Stephen Miller's disgusting racism, he said, in America, for generations now, the policy has been that anyone who moved here and economically benefited and helped the U.S. could then exercise the franchise to have kids, and their kids could become U.S. citizens. Yeah, that is a fundamental part of America and how we've built America to be what was a beautiful country before you and your administration came in and ruined it, Stephen Miller. But either way, it's pretty almost impressive how Trump has managed to assemble this cast of absolute goons and villains and idiots around him. Every time I turn on the TV, like CNN or Fox News, it's always Trump doing something wild, Kristi Noem being the mouthpiece, Kash Patel is not any more impressive. We have Tom Homan, Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk. I forgot Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a whole multitude of other people. Caroline Levitt, this crazy squad of goons. I mean, before returning to the Stephen Miller of it all, I want to point out that we are getting a breaking news story about Tulsi Gabbard. That is one more person who needs to be removed and impeached. According to the Wall Street Journal, quote, there is a whistleblower complaint against Tulsi Gabbard that is so sensitive that it is, quote, said to be locked in a safe. And the administration has spent months trying to figure out how to inform Congress. I mean, after years and years and years of rumors that Tulsi Gabbard is an asset, after years of Tulsi Gabbard siding with the enemy of the United States, like Russia or Assad or any regime that opposes the United States, yeah, She definitely seems like an asset. By the way, make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It's the best way to help independent media, whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. Subscribing is free and it means a lot. But this reads, a U.S. intelligence official has alleged wrongdoing by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in a whistleblower complaint that is so highly classified that it sparked months of wrangling over how to share it with Congress, according to U.S. officials and others familiar with the matter. So the admin doesn't even know how to share this complaint to Congress and they locked it away. The filing of the complaint has prompted a continuing behind-the-scenes struggle about how to assess and handle it, with the whistleblower's lawyer accusing Gabbard of stonewalling the complaint. Gabbard's office rejects this characterization, contending it is navigating a unique set of circumstances. You know what's funny? Trump doesn't even let Tulsi Gabbard into their meetings. When Trump was planning Iran or Venezuela or any of these meetings, he didn't let his own director of national intelligence in because he doesn't trust her. Huh. I wonder why he doesn't trust her. Again, he has been able to assemble the squad of supervillains around him like Stephen Miller, Christy Noem. This says, a cloak and dagger mystery reminiscent of John le Carré novel is swirling around the complaint, which is said to be locked in a safe. Disclosure of its contents could cause, quote, grave damage to national security. Lord have mercy, we are so incredibly cooked. Jeremiah Johnson says, people have speculated for years that Tulsi is a foreign asset, and man, a whistleblower complaint so sensitive it's locked in a physical safe is not proving them wrong at all. It's also worth pointing out the same director of national intelligence has taken a leading role in efforts to investigate voting records from Fulton County, Georgia, a swing state that went blue in 2020 and helped secure Joe Biden's victory. She was seen on Wednesday taking weird, secretive phone calls. So just to connect this all together, she is a foreign asset, maybe, allegedly, likely, according to all of her stated political beliefs. Her and Stephen Miller are tanking this administration's popularity with a slew of other people. That is leading to them losing elections, like the special runoff we just saw in Texas. It says political earthquake in Tarrant County, Texas, the biggest red county in the country. Democrat Taylor Remmert beats Republican Leigh Wamsgans in a state Senate district that Trump carried in 2024 by 17 points. The district hasn't voted Democratic in half a century. Democrats are putting up strong voices. Democrats are putting up strong candidates. We are building the infrastructure like the channel that you're watching right now, and we are fighting back. Because of that, the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has to do this, has to go and quote-unquote investigate the Elections Hub and Operations Center as the FBI conducted a search warrant, seized voting records, but she did not explain her presence in any statements. When asked about what she was doing at the elections office, Trump told reporters Thursday night that she was working very hard trying to keep the election safe. I really want to highlight and iterate that this should not stop anybody from voting in the midterms. This should incentivize us to vote even harder. Bring two people out, bring three people out, bring your entire family. In fact, you know, it's still early in the year. We should do some voter mobilization and some door knocking with Mockler Media. What if we went out and we mobilized people in swing states and swing districts and we help candidates that we like and we door knock for them. We train on how to communicate and how to say, hey, you should go out there and get out to vote. That is democracy in action. And there are so many ways to do it as well. You can even call if you're not able to take off work for the day. You can even email. You can text. There are so many ways we can mobilize. If you want to help build the infrastructure for that, then let us know in the comment section. That could be very, very interesting. But to continue, the political earthquake in Tarrant County is a perfect example of why we need to keep pushing. The candidate, Taylor Remmert, very, very charismatic. Take a look.
Everybody, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being involved and helping with this campaign. Tonight, this win goes to everyday working people.
Great, great stuff. I love seeing it. And then we learn Democrat Christian Menefee wins in Texas's 18th congressional district the same night that Remmert flipped the state Senate District 9 seat. So Democrats are doing well. And as that happened, a Murdoch paper warned Trump. The Wall Street Journal began to warn Trump that Stephen Miller's plot is backfiring after this humiliating GOP defeat. The article is titled, A Texas Election Jolt to the GOP. Stephen Miller's mass deportation strategy is backfiring at the polls. In this Republican-owned paper is essentially trying to use their media leverage, from what I'm gathering, to ouster Stephen Miller or to try to throw him under the bus for policy that has been guided by Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, Donald Trump, Kash Patel. They are all at fault. Nobody is not at fault here. I don't want to act like Stephen Miller is uniquely the one leading it. Everybody has had a hand in this, but Stephen Miller is often known as the one who is kind of masterminding the most radical immigration part of the policy. It says, I'm going to jump to the part of the article where they are explaining, after Republicans lost, the debate that happens. This comes amid a debate on the right over what themes to stress to avoid a GOP washout in November. Even after Minneapolis, some of MAGA's mouthpieces are saying the GOP should run more forcefully on immigration enforcement. This was White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller's strategy in 2018 as he helped to blow up a bipartisan immigration reform compromise on Capitol Hill. The GOP lost a net of 41 House seats. That's not just a blowout. That is an absolute tsunami, a blue wave. And keep in mind, multiple times, Republicans have blown up real serious bipartisan immigration reform. Before Obama passed DACA, he had a really solid comprehensive immigration reform proposal. Republicans nuked it. They nuked a bill from Senator Lankford in the Biden era because they didn't want Biden to get any credit for fixing the border. Now we have another example of them nuking, of Stephen Miller nuking immigration compromise in 2018. And right now, they're not doing anything. They're not using their capital to do any long-term reform. It says, the Miller strategy isn't likely to fare better this year, as the polls show voters turning against the way Mr. Trump is pursuing mass deportations. In the wake of the Minneapolis shootings, Mr. Trump has said he wants to dial back the confrontations on the street. That's smart, but he'll also have to dial back Mr. Miller, who is the mastermind of the mass deportation strategy. So again, this is the Wall Street Journal pretty intentionally throwing Stephen Miller under the bus here, saying, hey, Trump, you are going to lose. I mean, he knows. The Wall Street Journal knows that Trump reads them, Trump watches the news. Fox News does this as well. They'll sometimes kind of speak to Trump in their morning news because they know he's listening. They'll do it like he's a baby. And like they do it very, very covertly. So they don't make it obvious, but they'll be showing some polling and they'll say the president really has to change his rhetoric on this if he wants to get this. But that's just our opinion. And then Trump will likely see that and either get angry or soak it in. This says, Mr. Miller ordered the immigration bureaucracy to fill a quota of 3,000 migrant arrests a day. This was bound to result in agent intrusions into homes and businesses, which we've seen in violating constitutional rights, since there aren't that many criminal migrants to fill such a quota each day. Immigration has overall been a winning issue for Republicans, but it works better as a reaction to Democratic border enforcement failures. Yeah, the only reason Republicans have either done well on immigration or acted like they care about immigration is because they spike any sort of Democratic bills and then run on Democrats not being able to get anything done. Now, while Donald Trump is absolutely getting cooked in the midterm polls, he's melting down about the Grammys and talking about suing Trevor Noah. It says, Noah said incorrectly that Donald Trump and Bill Clinton spent time on the Epstein Island. Wrong. I can't speak for Bill, but I've never been to Epstein's Island. Noah, a total loser, better get his facts straight and get them straight fast. Looks like I'll be sending my lawyers to sue this poor, pathetic, talentless dope of an MC and suing him for plenty money, asking little George Slopodopoulos and others. Dude, why do we have a borderline schizophrenic, manic president who is just melting down while he's losing in the polls? Stephen Miller's not doing any favors to him. Again, it was Miller who dictated Kristi Noem's statement claiming federal agents had murdered Veterans Affairs intensive care nurse Alex Preddy for attempting to, quote, massacre law enforcement. Kristi Noem is just as much at fault for going out and saying this on live television. She needs to face the consequences via impeachment or via removal. And I'm glad that Trump at least has reassigned her from not being in the media all the time. But Stephen Miller is the one who reportedly dictated and ordered her to use this ideology. So they are both culpable, in my opinion. It says, it was Miller's famous "Why aren't you at Home Depot" tantrum last spring that led to agents launching an indiscriminate national terror tour of blue state courthouses and taquieras and Spanish language churches that led inexorably to this moment. As individually violent and unhinged as the agents themselves often appear in videos, it's crucial to remember that the 3,000 a day arrest minimum Miller imposed during that meeting essentially forced the agents to act like barbarians. And since we've revisited that topic multiple times, I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.